We want to talk to you about housing, and in particular, the fact that the Minister for Finance at the time, Jack Chambers, deliberately misled the Irish public during the election campaign. It has come to light to us through confidential documents that the Minister received just before the Dáil was dissolved in November's election, that he received a report from his economic division, which made it very clear that the 40,000 target that the government were talking about delivering in 2024 was not achievable, that the experts within his own department said that they were likely to deliver the same number, if not less, than what they delivered the previous year. And despite this, we had the Minister for Finance go on the national broadcaster, on Virgin Media, on other radio stations, claiming that they were in a pathway to 40,000, that they were going to deliver far more houses than they delivered the previous year, which was simply untrue. We know that the housing output for last year was actually what the department predicted and told the minister on the eve of the election, which was it was going to be less than 2023. They delivered just over 30,000 homes. And I think the Minister for Finance now, who was the Minister for Finance at the time, Jack Chambers, now needs to be clear. Why did he deliberately mislead the Irish public? Why did he bury a report that he had from his department which said that the prediction was that they would deliver the same, if not less, houses than the previous year? Why did he continue to claim that the figures of 40,000 or the high 30s that were going to be delivered? Why did he allow Micheál Martin, his party leader, to continue to trump the same untruth? Why did he allow the Taoiseach and others to do the same? We have the report here, and in my view, this is completely misleading. It shows that the government were running scared of the record on housing and decided consciously to mislead the Irish public in relation to this year. And whatever about Dara O'Brien and the letter that was sent in August, which the government's defence is that that was done in good faith, this is not good faith. We have the experts in the department saying the numbers are not going to be 40,000. They say very clearly that it's going to be the same as last year or below. And the minister buried this and presented different figures to the public. And I think it's an important issue that he now needs to clarify.